Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're here for another episode of It's My House. And today we have, we're introducing a new law clinic that we have. Let me explain the basic concept behind our law clinics. And that is their study groups, where you can get more legally literate, or law literate. So we have homeowners law clinic, landlords law clinic, neighborhood law clinic. We did a homeless law clinic a few days ago. So today the new one that we're introducing is elder law clinic. This is for people who might be considered elderly or people who have elderly people in their lives, parents, grandparents, you know, of that nature. The headline for today's elderly law clinic is reverse mortgages, weapons of mass destruction. And the primary reason why we title it Weapons of Mass Destruction, because essentially reverse mortgages are a part of the banking industry which a lot of people don't know about. And it's called weaponized banking. Weaponized banking essentially uses your house, your homestead, your ancestral home, big mama's house, big daddy's house, whatever you want to call it. In weaponized banking, the bankers, the lenders, use your house as a weapon against you. That's weaponized banking. They use the instrument of a mortgage as a weapon against you. And I'll illustrate that in a moment. And the reason why we say it's WMD, Weapons of Mass Destruction, is because it affects more than one person. Many people will become homeless because of a reverse mortgage. Many people will be gypped out of their family inheritance due to a reverse mortgage. See, I don't put this on TV. We give it to you real here. They rip off the homeowner. Well, you know what? Let me go through this step by step. Okay. Here's the bottom line with reverse mortgages. Number one, the homeowner, while still living, is signing away their house. Let me repeat that. See, they don't put this on TV. The homeowner who gets a reverse mortgage, you're signing away your house while you're still living in it. And essentially, you're signing away your house at a discounted price in exchange for a little bit of cash. That's the first thing. Second point. The homeowner who might have been debt-free, because you have a lot of seniors who are debt-free. They worked all hard all their lives, 2-3 jobs sometimes, raised the kids. The homeowner who might have been debt-free has now become a debt slave. And the banker is hoping the homeowner does not live long enough to pay off the debt. That's why they loaned you the money in the first place. And they typically target, you know, the older people who are alone, and then they saturate, you know, these television stations with all these commercials, and they get lonely. Loneliness is very painful for some people. And these people call up just to have somebody to talk to. And then they send somebody out to your house to close the deal. They basically, that's why you had to watch your whatever squabbles you got with your parents or grandparents, people, you need to keep an eye on them in communication at least twice a day. Know what they're doing. Anyway, but, so the homeowner, second point I was bringing up, the homeowner that might have been debt-free is now a debt slave. Point number three, why reverse mortgages are weapons of mass destruction. The homeowner who was debt-free and a homeowner now becomes a renter. Oh, they didn't put that part on the television commercial, did they? Oh, your name's still on the deed, but I'm going to tell you why you're a renter. See, the lender of the bankers of the reverse mortgage, they charge interest fees on a monthly basis from that first month. And if that is, now they say you don't have to pay it back. But you know what? If you don't pay it back, then each month they're charging you rent, and they don't call it rent, they call it interest fees, but it's rent. And if you pass away, then guess who's stuck with your back rent payments? That brings us to point number four. Reverse mortgages, WMD, weapons of mass destruction. If the homeowner's heirs, their children, grandchildren, maybe spouse, cannot come up with the back, what I call rent, due to the fact they got the reverse mortgage, plus the principal balance owed, then the bank gets the house at a deep discount. See, they got it at a discount when you sign those that contract. And we'll do another podcast on contracts, because that's something in itself. Then the bankers turn around and sell your family's home at a guaranteed profit. They knew it. They made a profit on the day they sold it. You know, it's like doing business with the devil. The devil won't do business with you unless they know they've made a profit up front. They won. And from our perspective, reverse mortgages are just another form of house hijacking. There you have it. Reverse mortgages, WMD, weapons of mass destruction. All right, we're going to do this feature on the Elder Law Clinic on a regular weekly basis. Hopefully we'll morph it into a daily type thing, because what we want to do is educate people on how to get out of this. On how to get out of this. Because if you don't get out of it, many people are going to end up homeless and are ending up homeless because they didn't know a reverse mortgage was on an ancestral home. And in many cases, you only have 6 months, maybe 12 months, but a lot of times you only have 6 months to correct this mistake. And a lot of times, and a lot of people just don't know how to do it. So we're going to, on a weekly basis, some kind of way, give out information and give webinars as well as offline workshops on essentially how to defuse a reverse mortgage. Because like I said, a reverse mortgage is a WMD, a weapon of mass destruction. Okay, look, that's it for this episode of It's My House. And for those of you who have elderly parents and you know they have a reverse mortgage, keep listening because we're going to show you how to defuse that. And for those of you who think your parents or grandparents have a house that's debt-free, we'll show you how to check to make sure it's debt-free and what you can do to prevent them from sabotaging not only themselves, but you and the rest of your family members. On that note, have a good one. And remember, there's really nothing good about a reverse mortgage.